when we arrive late for a movie and we go into the theater or we're watching it on our television, we have to get our bearings. And it's important to know where we're at in the story or we're going to miss the meaning. The gospel today is the 15th chapter of John. The movie's been playing, and we come into it late, as it were. So what's going on in John's 15th chapter? What's going on? And if this was the 11 o'clock mass, I'd have to go very slow, but you're the 8:30. You already know. I don't even have to call on anyone. You know, well, Father, that's simple. It's the Last Supper. Father, it starts in chapter 13 and it continues in chapter 14, 15, 16, and 17, that in the Gospel of John, five chapters are dedicated to the Last Supper. And this is part of the Last Supper discourse or the Last Supper action, which includes in large parts words that Jesus speaks to the disciples, which means the words that are spoken to us. You knew that. And in the middle of this episode at the Last Supper, Jesus says, I am the vine. In fact, there's a modifier. He says, I am the true vine. The true vine. Okay, it sounds like the thing of a bumper sticker on a car. It sounds really nice. What's it mean? You know? A vine. A vine, the image that Jesus is giving of that which provides the nutrients and the water and all that's necessary for the fruit to be born. That without which the fruit will never be born. And the true vine, as it were, there are other influences that are going to seek to try to woo us and convince us and fool us that they are true and trustworthy. And if we give ourselves to them as influences, we will not bring forth the fruit that we've been created to bring forth. We must be aware of what's influencing us, what's giving rise to our words and our actions. It comes from the inside. And Jesus says, I am the true vine. That there's no substitute. There's no alternative. There's no second choice. It's living in me. Now I find something really beautiful here. Way earlier in the movie, if it were a movie, way back in the second chapter of John's Gospel, the image of the vine is already given to us. It's given to us in the miracle at Cana, right? Where we learn about the super abundance of God's goodness, that when we rely on God, when we do what he says, as Mary herself proclaims, when we take those words to heart and do what he says, he becomes the true vine. And there's this super abundance of provision that is given to us. And here in the 15th chapter, the Last Supper begins as Passover meal. And what is used at the Passover? What's used? What's used in the Passover ritual that Jesus is going to take and he's going to transform? Right? And you know that. The wine. The wine. This is astonishing. When we walk into the movie, we might kind of miss this, not realizing the profundity of what he is saying. But he is inviting us into an incredibly personal, beautiful friendship with him, from which the nutrients, as it were, that which we need to bear the fruit for which we've been created, will happen. So long as we choose Jesus as the true vine. And not only individually, but as a community of faith. that our parish is not about a multiplication of activities. Gee, how many different things can we list on the bulletin or on the website? Whoa, look at us. Look how busy we are. Stop that nonsense. That's not True Vine. True Vine is Jesus at the heart of it all and carefully considering what the Lord wants us to be about, so that the supernatural nutrients, His divine grace itself, will find its way working through us and from us, fruit this benefit to others in ways that we can't even begin to imagine. That's what the True Vine does when we give the True Vine the chance. So Lord, we represent ourselves to you. You present yourself to us as the True Vine, and we implore you to help us to live securely as branches from your True Vine, your true presence, your real power. And let us be disinterested and all those other influences that don't bring forth the fruitfulness from which we've been made. Just remove them from our lives and from our community of faith, that we might flourish in your love, that the nutrients that are at play within us individually and as a community of faith, that they are supernatural nutrients, your presence and your power doing amazing things and great things through us simply from you, genuinely and truly being our True Vine. We ask this with confidence, for we do so in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.